piss-stinking yellowback dogs killing men from ambush. That's what I'd say. Eddie smiled humorlessly. And what about yellowback dogs who'd use children to kill the whole world from ambush, my friend? The whole universe. The weasel blinked at that, as if he'd expected no such reply. Perhaps any reply at all.
I had my orders.
I have no doubt of that, Eddie said, and followed them to the end. Enjoy hell, or gnar, or whatever you call it. He put the barrel of his gun against Finley's temple and pulled the trigger. The wheeze jerked a single time and was still. Grimacing, Eddie got to his feet. He caught movement from the corner of his eye as he did so and saw another one, the boss of the show, had struggled up onto one elbow. His gun, the Peacemaker 40 that had once executed a rapist, was leveled. Eddie's reflexes were quick, but there was no time to use them. The Peacemaker roared a single time, fire licking from the end of its barrel, and blood flew from Eddie Dean's brow. A lock of hair flipped on the back of his head as the slug exited. He slapped his hand to the hole that had appeared over his right eye, like a man who has remembered something of vital importance just a little too late. Roland whirled on the rundown heels of his boots, pulling his own gun in a dip too quick to see. Jake and Susanna also turned. Susanna saw her husband standing in the street with the heel of his hand pressed to his brow.
Eddie? Sugar?
Pimley was struggling to cock the Peacemaker again, his upper lip curled back from his teeth in a dog-like snarl of effort. Roland shot him in the throat, and Algol Siento's master snap-rolled to his left, the still-uncocked pistol flying out of his hand and clattering to a stop beside the body of his friend the Weasel. It finished almost at Eddie's feet.